Welcome to Transformation with Martinet. Conquer everything and compromise nothing. This show brings you real, raw, and vulnerable conversations. If you have never liked small talk and have been on a personal growth journey for a long time, stay tuned as Martinet and her guests share empowering stories. Now is the time to own your past and look toward your future with hope. Believe in your dreams, and all that you want to achieve is possible. Transformation Coach Martinet helps you accept and love you for you. It's time to listen to your heart and tap into your unlimited potential. You have the answers you need inside. Sometimes you just need the right guide to help allow transformation to happen. Transformation with Martinet starts now.
Hello, hello, everyone. Good morning or good afternoon, wherever you are. It's afternoon where I am. It's 1 p.m. over here. Happy Friday, and thank you for everyone joining us. For those that don't know, my show is every Friday, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, and my show is about hope. The guests that I invite on my show have a story to tell, and they are overcomers, they are resilient, and that is my hope, is that you leave the show with hope and new power and purpose, and just that life can be so amazing, because it is, regardless of any challenges that we go through. So without further ado, I want to welcome my special guest today, Cindy Wilkins. We have been in a book project together, which has been so cool, an amazing community of people that have come together to share hope and so much more with our stories. So welcome, Cindy. Thanks for being here.
It's nice to be here. Thanks. I'm really enjoying this opportunity that you've given me to have a one-on-one conversation with you, Martinet. I've been looking forward to it.
Oh, me too. Thank you so much. So what brought you into this wonderful world of transformation?
Well, I think it was probably spinning my wheels for a number of years and, really not going any further than just the circle I was traveling in. We were discussing the other day how I used to be a letter carrier for the Postal Service.
Yes.
And it's so typical. There's a great metaphor of walking in circles, right? It's just what my life was doing, going in circles.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I didn't enjoy my job for the time that I had it. It was a good for me. It really forced me to get my physical being in shape, because it was a very physical job. But it eventually turned into a physically challenging once I hit my mid-30s, and there was a lot of other things going on within the job itself that turned very toxic. So I had always been interested and fascinated with this world of alternative medicine, alternative therapies for pain. I was having chronic pain all the time. A colleague of mine encouraged me to take a massage course at a school that had just opened up down the street. So I thought, well, that's kind of cool, that it appeared there, how convenient is that? So it took some doing on his part to really encourage me to do it. But the catalyst was 9/11. That was the transformation point. And I think it was for a lot of people, when you're faced with that collective trauma of, oh my God, if my life ended tomorrow, could I honestly say I'm happy with what I'm doing? And that the answer to that question for me was no. So that kind of set me on my path to, okay, now I have to start taking the steps to make that change occur.
That is a big thing. These things that happen that challenges us. And of course, 9/11 was huge. And just like COVID was huge, a lot of changes happened during that time as well for people. Like, you're really evaluating, reevaluating your life. My youngest daughter is 22. And recently she's going through, she's training to be a psychotherapist. She's studying. And one of the assignments she was given recently, and this was one I was given a long time ago as well, is to write their own eulogies. And it's all about, not having regret, being, putting themselves out there in different ways that
you know, challenge all of us. And yeah, but just like, what would you say about yourself? What would people say about you? I mean, you know, you want to be left with more than, for me, it was a corporate job as a paralegal, which I still do some of those aspects in my business. But not to be serving others in the capacity that I do now as a coach, mentor coach, helping people with, you know, certain areas in their lives that uplift them and change their lives. That wouldn't be possible had I not like stepped out there. So you decide to start massage school. What happened from there?
Well, you know, I started it with the intention of just giving it a try.
Yeah.
And I immediately fell in love with the practice of it because it utilized everything that I was interested in.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to take the curriculum to become a certified massage therapist.
Mm-hmm.
It took a good couple of years. You know, I had to lay the groundwork of it because I continued to work full time. You know, bills still needed to be paid, uh-huh. right?
Yes.
And tuition and all of that.
Those nasty things, those bills. Mm, yes.
Even with COVID, guess what? The world stopped, but the bills didn't.
They didn't.
Mm-hmm. But so, you know, it took a couple of years to work my way through it, going to night school. But, you know, when I finally made it to the end and became certified, I knew there was just something in my heart that knew, okay, now is the time. Here's your window of opportunity. There mm-hmm. were all kinds of things going on at my office that were disturbing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from the physical discomfort I was having, there was a lot of emotional upheaval.
Yeah.
With automation, there were a lot of changes happening. And I knew, okay, this isn't something that I'm going to be able to do until I reach retirement. So I need to make that change. Mm-hmm. The window was short. So I gave my notice shortly after I became certified. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, I had a very supportive partner in my life at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All of these things matter because, you know, if you're alone, there's much more fear. But I had enough confidence in myself and confidence in my partnership with my relationship that I would be supported.
Right.
To make that change. And I did. And I left. I made my last day New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah, that is.
Is that interesting?
Powerful. Yeah.
That was my, you know, I just knew, I'm like, that's a powerful resolution to make.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a statement. A statement
really
to the world,
was.
Right?
And it felt right. It was a statement to me. It was a statement to, and you know, for all of the turmoil and turbulence and the toxicity, mm-hmm. because there was a lot of toxicity that was occurring in those last, I would say probably the last, I worked that job for about 15 years, and the last five were really tumultuous and toxic.
Right.
I approached, when I gave my notice, I didn't just walk away. I gave my notice with a handshake mm-hmm. to my postmaster and thanked him for the opportunity.
Right.
Because it's all water under the bridge
for
afterwards,
sure.
right? And mm-hmm. nobody wants to burn bridges.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a powerful yeah. move to make. And things have just turned out beautifully. And I'm still going strong 20 some odd years later in my yeah. own private practice.
Right. So, just to jump ahead a little bit, like, what is the most awesome part about your life right now?
Oh my God, the hugs. the hugs. Because I'm not, you know, sure, nobody's going to, you know, make $1 million doing what I do. And that's okay, because I feel mm-hmm. like $1 million when people yeah. come in and they're in pain mm-hmm. and we have a session and they yeah. leave lighter than when they came in, and I yeah. get a thank you and a hug. That's yeah, that's my gift.
I love that. Yeah. I really love that. There's nothing like, for me in my world, it's the whole, you know, when you see breakthroughs in people, when they share their experience of, oh, wow, lighter now. You know, I feel so much better now. There's nothing better than that. Yeah.
Right. But there was, you know, interesting, Martinet, there are so many people who want to hang on to their pain.
That is true. There are some.
I run into a lot of that. You know, and the older we get, the harder it is to let it go.
Right.
Because it becomes a well-worn path, right?
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
So the older, go ahead, sorry.
Oh, no. Sometimes it is harder the older we get to let go of things like that. It's like you're so used to it. I would use my dad as an example of that. He just holds on to everything. He does not let anything go anymore. He's 87 and it's just right there.
Exactly. It's you know, for him, he's 87. He's not going to let go of it.
No.
You know, I had an 87-year-old, you know, woman which came in every single week complaining about the same thing every single day. You know, she came in, but it was her comfort level.
Right.
You know, that's what made her comfortable, was complaining about it. Mm-hmm. And when I tried to turn that around on her and shift it, she was very resistant, right? Mm-hmm. So I thought, okay, well, I got to be a little sneaky about it, you know, because you can't teach that old dog new tricks. So you got to do it in a way that they don't know you're trying to
teach
them, right?
Yeah.
So I would use frequencies on her embedded in music to try to help bring that anxiety level down. And she knew it immediately.
Wow.
She knew it. She would come in and say, "That's different. That's different." She wouldn't notice if I had a different painting on my wall, but she noticed the difference in the sense, in the sensory of sound that was different to her.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Wow. Yeah. So, backing up, you started your massage practice. What did you, did you simply offer that, or were there other things of your modalities just start out with?
You know, I started out with multiple modalities. I do work multiple modalities, but I generally concentrate on trigger point therapy, which is more like your daughter with the physical therapy. I had connected with a lot of physical therapists in my community to help drive the engine of my business. So I was their exclusive referral for many years, and still am. 20 years later, I still get referrals from the physical therapists. Mm-hmm. And I worked a great deal in injury recovery.
Okay.
But you know, things manifest. People come in, and it just depends on what they're dealing with. Not everybody comes in with an injury. Sometimes people just come in with they just need some nurturing.
Oh, you know? For sure.
On an emotional level, and and in their world, because they haven't received that nurturing on an emotional level, it manifests in physical pain.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's how we get on that awful, you know, pill mill, just popping over the counter pills for this and everything that ails us, be it physical or mental. And we really get stuck in that pattern of pain.
Yes, I hear that. We're going to take a break, and I'd actually like to dive a little bit more into that area, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Sure. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll be right back in a moment.
New year, new home. If a new home is on your list of resolutions, now is the time to call Daniel Gomery with the Gomery Home Team at Dobie Real Estate. Daniel is an experienced real estate broker and Michigan realtor who knows how to navigate this shifting market, and he knows how to deliver results, whether buying or selling. Get the results you deserve and call Daniel today, 586-260-8118. That's 586-260-8118.
Is your goal to get healthy and strong? Do you feel good in your body? Visit Queen Sheba Restaurant in Sacramento, California. They have served the community Ethiopian, vegetarian, vegan, and gluten-free food for the past 18 years. Owner Zion Tedessa also founded Sheba Farms, where she grows a gluten-free grain called teff. Zion is also the founder of Sasha Monet Institute for Alternative Holistic Natural Medicine. For more information, visit queenshebas.com. That's queen, S-H-E-B-A-S.com. Are you an entrepreneur who's feeling stuck, overwhelmed, or anxious? Join Casey Singh, a certified life coach, on a journey of self-discovery. Tap into your inner wisdom and uncover your unique gifts, passions, and purpose. For a limited time only, get a copy of Casey's book, Go From Your Head to Your Heart, when you visit tuneintoyourheart.com. Take the first step and start living your most authentic life. Visit tuneintoyourheart.com today. What holds you back from achieving your goals? What if you could break through those barriers and attain more than you thought possible? A certified Jack Canfield Success Principles trainer, Jackie Long is also certified in NLP, breakthrough coaching, master coaching, and mentor coaching. She customizes programs for your specific individual, group, and retreat needs. Go to JackieLong.com for more information. That's JackieLong.com.
Welcome to everyone to Transformation with Martinet, where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. My guest today is Cindy Wilkins. And we left off talking about how emotions, they can do so much in our body and manifest in our body. I know that, as I mentioned to Cindy on a break that, or on our break that I was talking to a colleague yesterday that had some skin issues as well. I don't want to go into her stuff, but mine, I was diagnosed with vitiligo in this past year, 2022, in June. And time is flying. It feels like it was just months ago, but a little longer than that now. But anyway, when this happened, I was extremely defeated and I didn't understand it. I've already had cancer. I've already had a lot of other things going on. And I didn't feel like I was any type of like I didn't understand why this was happening. And then over time of really working on things is like, well, I am somebody who goes a million miles a minute. I very rarely stop. And vitiligo is generally caused by a thyroid problem, which I don't have, or stress. And I think that I have been under was under so much undue stress. So this was my body's way of saying, hey, we're not going to be sick here, but I'm going to get to your vanity so I can tell you to slow down. And that's what intuitively came to me. Had I not done as much work on myself, I probably would have taken it a little bit harder. It's still defeating when I look in the mirror sometimes, but not like it used to be. I love myself anyway. So Cindy, what do you think about what I said? Does it resonate with you? Do you believe in Louise Hay's teachings?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and you mentioned that you weren't sick. You knew you weren't sick, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And that's what autoimmune disease is. It's a manifestation of these emotions that we've suppressed, mm-hmm. you know, and certain things that, let's just take, you know, vitiligo as an example. You know, it is a way of hiding, you know, mm-hmm. it's your brain sending your body signals that it's trying to hide from something. There's mm-hmm. a negative self-image and it's coming up in your physical space mm-hmm. and it's grabbing your attention.
Yeah.
You can't not pay attention to it because you're looking at it in the mirror every single day.
Yeah.
And that particular autoimmune disease is a, you know, it very likely is, you know, a very, very deep, deep childhood memory. You know, we talked about doing the deep dive, you know, mm-hmm. at one point. I've done a lot of that work with myself, too. As a matter of fact, it happens to come up in the Winning the Wellness War, this up-and-coming book that we're both a part of.
Yes.
That is a part of my journey in recognizing the emotion that is at the root of the disease that has manifested,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, whereas my initial story in the fourfold formula was more the healed piece of me helping my dad through the bottom of the ninth of dementia, mm-hmm. you know, and we had a difficult, tumultuous relationship when I was a kid, Mm-hmm. But in the end, because of all the work that I had done with myself, I was able to mend those fences, you know, and for both of us. And then when my daughter was born, she created the bridge for the two of us to find our way back to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And the wellness war, it's okay. So now where do we go from here? What happens when we recognize those emotions and they bubble to the surface?
Mm-hmm.
We either recognize them and work on them, or we push them back down. And when we push them back down,
yeah,
they get worse.
Yes.
And they keep manifesting in different ways. Vitiligo, mm-hmm, anger, you know, your emotions. Pay attention to your emotions.
Yes.
You know, anger comes up, and I mean, that's the emotion of avoidance, right?
Mm-hmm.
We get angry and we push things away because it's a defense mechanism. So we don't have, right, to deal with it. It's too uncomfortable. So we keep pushing it away.
Yeah.
But the more we do that, and the older we get, and we don't allow those wounds to come up from air, for air, and be healed,
mm-hmm,
they fester.
Yes.
And they keep getting worse, and every time that little piece of you is tapped at the back of your consciousness, it explodes. You know, sometimes it can be very explosive, mm-hmm, in your response to something that is very minor, you know? It's because it's been sitting there for so long, simmering, infesting, and it's screaming to get out.
Yeah.
For me, what manifested for me was much severe chronic migraine headaches. I had them my entire life.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I take us through that in the Winning the Wellness War book, and then reveal the bubbling to the surface, what the emotion was behind it.
Mm.
You know, I wasn't a sick person, right. You know, I've heard Peggy Wilms say it. I'm the healthiest sick person on the planet.
Yeah.
You know,
gosh,
I'm not a sick person.
Yes.
Yeah. But you know, it's those things that are so uncomfortable that we don't want to deal with, those traumas.
Mm-hmm.
We all have them. We all have them. It's in how we experience them, and how we process them, respond to them, that matters, and what unfolds for us. Louise is a perfect, you know, her books are a perfect example of that.
Yeah.
It's all in it expresses itself through you in the manifestation of your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was actually telling my colleague that I was talking to yesterday was that I fully know, and I've shared this before many times, that I fully know my cancer was caused by resentment. Resentment of my dad, being hurt by him, the sexual abuse and this kind of stuff that I had, not by my dad's sexual abuse, other people, but yeah, just that I am positive that's what caused that, you know. And then the skin, it's like, even when you're talking about it, you know, what you've just shared, this makes me think, yeah, I know that I need to slow down, and I'm a person that has really hard time doing that, yet at the same time, I don't think I've ever really grieved the losses of my brother, sister, mother. I don't think I have. I don't have time. I haven't had time. Too much work, kids, just stuff that I have not really taken that time to really process that. And who knows, maybe that's part of it too. I don't know. But I also know that getting older, it's like I do take the time to pay attention, even if I don't quite get to it, if that makes sense.
It does. It makes complete sense to me. Mm-hmm. And it's perfectly normal. You know, that's what we want to, it's like I just said, it's those uncomfortable things. We busy ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yep,
we don't have to deal with the uncomfortable things. And
yeah,
you said it, you know, I think you just said it in the first segment about, you know, the eulogy, you know, how do you want to be remembered? You know, and I think about those things sometimes myself. I mean, we're young to be thinking about our eulogy. But
yes,
I do think about that sometimes myself. Like, I want to be remembered as a good person. I want to be remembered
exactly
as someone who helped people. I know, mm-hmm, I did my dad's eulogy at his funeral. And I don't know if you've ever, you probably have heard of it. I forget who the author was, but it's a beautiful poem called The Dash.
Hmm,
and it's all about your life lived between the time of your birth and the time of your death. The only thing that matters is that dash in the middle. is how you spent your time, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. How you treated others. Mm-hmm. You don't need to be the wealthiest man in the cemetery or woman in the cemetery, right. you know? You just need to be a good person.
Right.
And treat people right, but especially yourself. Treat yourself right. Yeah. And love yourself, like, so deeply, because life is hard.
It is hard.
Life is hard, and it's harder mm-hmm. when we have kids and we have relationships and there's yeah. all of these things going on. But if you don't make the time for yourself, mm-hmm. you know, these things that you put off because you feel like you don't have the time for, yeah. they do follow you around like a kid with my clients. It's like a roll-away luggage.
Yeah.
You're carrying true. It through your life. And, you know, at the end of your life, guess what? Heaven only accepts carry-on bags, Martinet. So we got to start unpacking this stuff, right?
Yes. Yep. So, I agree.
Laughter's wonderful. I tell my daughter, you know, my daughter, she's a wonderful soul. She's just such a giving soul. And she struggles with, you know, self-esteem trouble and anxiety and depression. And COVID was just brutal on our kids.
Yeah.
Absolutely yes, it was. Brutal. And yes, I would tell her, just do something, one thing every day that brings you joy.
Yeah.
Laugh, watch a funny show, mm-hmm. because we were all trapped here in these computers. I'm not comfortable here at all. You know, I love that you dragged me out here.
Yeah.
But I'm not comfortable here in cyberspace. It just doesn't, it's yeah. not my thing.
Right.
And my, you know, what I do doesn't translate or doesn't transfer to digital space. Like a lot of people, you know, the changes that they had to make with COVID, their businesses translated to Zoom, you know, mm-hmm. to digital yes. space. They were able to make that transition. Yeah. There's no such thing as a, you know, a virtual massage. I can't do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that.
you know, I can do virtual coaching, but that I like that personal. I like to touch people. There is nothing sure. more important than the human touch.
For sure. I agree with that.
So if you can, and you're doing this with your friend. I love that. Mm-hmm. That it sounds like you're kind of working the buddy system with your friend.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend. Yeah. Because, and you're both kind of experiencing the same thing in the manifestation mm-hmm. with the skin, right? Yeah. And there is nothing more powerful because you have that buddy on the surface for you holding the light.
Yeah.
So if you get lost in the darkness, you know, facing the fire is difficult and it's easier to do with a friend. You have right. that buddy, that girl, that friend on the surface going, you're okay. I'm right here.
Yep.
Come towards me.
Oh, I agree. It's our friends. It's our, at least for me, colleagues in the coaching world. I know that I could reach out to so many different people, and I think that is so important. I agree with you, what you say about being in the actual physical space with people. I miss that. My business is mostly online anyway, but I miss that. I reached out to one of my colleagues this morning about a retreat that she has coming soon. I want to go. Mm-hmm. I want to be there with a bunch of other women and just, you know, be. Yeah, I think that's, there's so much value. There
really is, and I'm resistant to digital space. Only, you know, not for doing things like this. You and I don't live. You know, we don't have the same address.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but so this is a nice way to communicate with people on the other side of the world or whatever. But I love that personal touch, and you know, I've been getting emails from my just as an example, my doctor's office recently about, you know, you need to check in. I guess once you reach a certain age, they want to see you more often, yeah. right? So I'm like, a check in. We've scheduled you for an e-visit. I'm like, I don't want an e-visit. You know, I want to be in the room with you. I want to talk to you. I want to like feel your presence. I'm like, no, I'm just so not into that.
Right. Right. Yeah,
I can't understand that. One of my doctors, I see her that way. I mean, just easier that way. And, mm-hmm. you know, she doesn't need to take my blood pressure or any of that. So
right.
I see value in that. But I also understand that, you know, just being in the physical space and, you know.
Right. Well, if it's a consult, it's one thing if it's a consult for something.
Yeah.
You know, but even then, it's not, it's my, so funny. I told you the other day, my daughter calls me the boomer dinosaur.
Yeah. Oh, God.
This is like, Mom, this is the way we do things now. You know, this is so normal for them.
Yeah.
But try to get her to call a friend and have like a conversation on the phone.
Yeah.
It's like pulling teeth. I'm like, I can't believe it. You guys can't talk to each other. You sit in the same room across from each other and you're all on your phones.
It's true. It's
crazy.
It is true. My kids are the same. I mean, for sure.
Yeah.
At 24, 22 and 18. And it's the same. I get that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you know, we are going to take a break.
Okay. Take your break.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll come back and share more stories and whatever else we come up with. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Is your goal to get healthy and strong? Do you feel good in your body? Visit Queen Sheba Restaurant in Sacramento, California. They have served the community Ethiopian, vegetarian, vegan, and gluten-free food for the past 18 years. Owner Zion Tedessa also founded Sheba Farms, where she grows a gluten-free grain called teff. Zion is also the founder of Sasha Monet Institute for Alternative Holistic Natural Medicine. For more information, visit queenshebas.com. That's queen, S-H-E-B-A-S.com.
New year, new home. If a new home is on your list of resolutions, now is the time to call Daniel Gomery with the Gomery Home Team at Dobie Real Estate. Daniel is an experienced real estate broker and Michigan realtor who knows how to navigate this shifting market, and he knows how to deliver results, whether buying or selling. Get the results you deserve and call Daniel today, 586-260-8118. That's 586-260-8118.
What holds you back from achieving your goals? What if you could break through those barriers and attain more than you thought possible? A certified Jack Canfield Success Principles trainer, Jackie Long is also certified in NLP, Breakthrough Coaching, Master Coaching, and Mentor Coaching. She customizes programs for your specific individual, group, and retreat needs. Go to JackieLong.com for more information. That's JackieLong.com. Are you an entrepreneur who's feeling stuck, overwhelmed, or anxious? Join Casey Singh, a certified life coach, on a journey of self-discovery. Tap into your inner wisdom and uncover your unique gifts, passions, and purpose. For a limited time only, get a copy of Casey's book, Go From Your Head to Your Heart, when you visit tuneintoyourheart.com. Take the first step and start living your most authentic life. Visit tuneintoyourheart.com today.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet. This is where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. My guest today is Cindy Wilkins, and we've been talking all about, gosh, healing ourselves, basically, is the gist of our conversation. And there are so many ways to do this. And as we were talking a little bit on the break here, that there are patterns, awarenesses in ourselves that we know we need to do. We need to do the work. And things have happened. Well, actually, I'm going to turn it over to you, Cindy. Things happen in our lives that are going on with us, but they were also going on through the generations. Can you explain more about that and why it trickles down? Because we go through different things in our lives.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's like a mirrored experience.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like I was saying, if we don't heal ourselves in this life, it tends to like that luggage goes with us into the next, right?
Yes.
And when I was doing a lot of this work for myself, again, I keep plugging it, but the Wellness War book, it really came up for me.
Yeah.
I recognized that there was a lot of ancestral energy there.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to remember conversations that I had with my mom way back when. And she shared with me an experience that happened with her of the same kind of trauma I'm speaking of that I experienced as a kid, and unfortunately was encouraged to bury it as a young person.
Right.
Because we just didn't, you know, there was a fear of if I came out with it, like what would happen? How, you know, how would my dad react? What would he do? You know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I think she was really concerned about that. And yeah. I don't think that she was trying to do me harm. I think her, you know, she was trying to protect, but in the, you know, unfortunately in the process, all it did for me really was make me bury this energy that spent a lot of years in the darkness. But she did share with me that she experienced it too. She had buried it too. My mother had severe chronic migraine headache and developed MS, severe debilitating MS. There you go. Here's the pattern of illness, right?
Yeah.
We don't take care of these things and we develop disease because we're not releasing this energy. It festers. It just becomes this infective energy in your body.
Yeah.
Her mother experienced the same thing. And I was like, oh my God, like this has to stop this cycle of energy. So that's really why I got so deeply involved in all things of spirit. And, you know, I've got a million self-help books. You should see my attic. It's like, loaded with
I relate.
Like, all up there collecting dust, but they're just they're like gems. They're things you just don't ever want to get rid of because I'm always going back to them. But I found in one of the teachings, and I think it was probably Louise Hay, there was probably some Dr. Wayne Dyer, and he's another one of my favorites. In that when we're here, because he had some, Dr. Dyer had some difficulty, father energy, abusive father energy. And he said, when I finally reached the point in my life, and he had developed lymphoma, I think it was lymphoma, some kind of leukemia, cancer, you know, but he had cured it for himself. But he knew at the root of it was his anger towards his father for the mistreatment. And when he was able to see that in a different way and let it go, things changed for him and his life just manifested very differently. So that's what I'm talking about here. And he did touch upon, you know, when you do that, when you heal yourself, it has a ripple effect back throughout your ancestral history. So moving forward now with our children and their children and their children's children, we've broken the cycle of pain. And hopefully now they can develop their, you know, different experiences and different opportunities open up for them now because they don't have to drag around the pain that we do.
Right.
I mean, they'll have their own. Life will create for them their own. But now we, you and I, you know, because we do this work, we have the tools to help our children to teach them how to deal with these situations, how to self-soothe, right? They should be teaching it in school and they don't. It drives me crazy. Because the earlier that we teach children how to regulate their emotions and, you know, control their emotions, the better off they're going to be as leaders, you know, as adults. Because they have the tools that they need to, you know, face whatever it is that comes up in their life.
Right.
To be resilient, you know.
Well, yeah, right. You know, it reminds me of that song by Rihanna, and Eminem keeps playing over in my head. You know, that really, you know, the tornado meets the volcano. Like there's nothing worse than two wounded souls coming together in a relationship, right?
Right.
And not unhealed souls, and then they have kids, and that passes on.
Right.
To their children, that energy passes on to their children, and their children may be just these wonderful beings, but you know that energy still is present in them. Isn't that interesting? How?
Yeah.
You know, I just decided at one point in my life, well, I don't want to pass that on
to
anyone.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does. It does. Yeah. Yeah.
It really, you know, we were talking about the world now as it is. we've created it.
Yeah.
So it's a crazy mess, right? But we've created it with all of this, you know, unhealed behavioral energy that's just all manifesting now. It's come up for us to pay attention.
Right.
We can't turn away from it anymore. It's in our faces every single day.
It is. And it's scary.
Yeah.
It's scary these days, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we were talking about our friend, Peggy Wilms, and she went through Hurricane Ian. And there was an exercise you gave her that was very intriguing to me. Would you like to share?
Yeah, she, you know, I'm sure that boy, that stirred the pot on her, I'll tell you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Stir the pot on anybody. What a frightening experience.
Exactly.
To go through. Mm-hmm. And frightening for us on the other side, not knowing if she was okay.
Exactly.
For quite a long time. But, you know, there was some things that were coming up for her. And I suggested to her this free writing exercise that I had learned years ago in a book by John Bradshaw called it's Championing the Inner Homecoming is the title of the book.
Okay.
Championing the Inner Child. And in it was this exercise I found fascinating as a way of gaining access to that inner child, that troubling in it. What is it that's troubling us? You know, what is it that's creating that particular emotion? Why do I feel so angry at this or that? Mm-hmm. I don't want to reveal what she was, you know, going through, but it certainly stirred up that hurricane stirred up a lot of these emotions on her.
Mm-hmm.
And she tried it. She just thought, oh, you know, what the hell? I'll give it a try. I don't usually do the homework, she said, you know, in her kind of defiant way.
Yeah.
She goes, I give homework. I don't do homework.
She told me this,
But she did it. You know, she's like, oh, all right, I'll do it. You know, I love her. She's just such great energy.
Yeah,
and she was shocked. She was absolutely shocked at what came up for her. Mm-hmm. And it was very powerful. But she was able, because she has the skills, she knows, you know, she's a coach herself. She has the skills. She's got the tools in her toolbox. She knew what to do with the energy when it came up.
Mm-hmm.
And she had, you know, come back to me and said, I am just blown away how something so simple, you know, something that we look at, like, it can't be that simple, but it can be. Can be if we take the time to do it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And pay attention to it. You know, it's funny. At the very beginning of this, when we were kind of dealing with our little glitchy things and the sound wasn't, you know, and
technology.
I gotta tell you, I was so nervous about that for myself because I'm not a techie person. You saw me the other day. I have tech help. Thank God I've got tech help around here.
Yeah.
But when you had sent me the note yesterday, I read it just before going to bed. If you have trouble connecting, try this, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So it sent, you know, there's the message that went to my brain when I went to sleep. So what do you think I dreamt about? Having trouble.
Of course.
You, right.
Yeah.
You know, it's so interesting how these things play out in our brains and our minds. And if we can catch them there in our dreams.
Yeah.
Right. And make the changes that we, because the first thing I did when I came downstairs this morning was I need to make sure everything's good and the lighting's good. And if we grab the message there, it doesn't have to manifest here.
Right.
Right.
Very good advice. We do need to take a break, but unless I missed something and zoned for a second, you didn't share the exercise of what you did.
It's free. Basically it's called free writing.
Okay. I thought it was with the left hand or something.
Right. I can explain to you how to do it, but the exercise itself is called free writing.
Okay. Writing. Well, we can talk about that, or it's free writing. Hey,
I can explain it.
Okay. We'll be back, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Are you an entrepreneur who's feeling stuck, overwhelmed, or anxious? Join Casey Singh, a certified life coach, on a journey of self-discovery. Tap into your inner wisdom and uncover your unique gifts, passions, and purpose. For a limited time only, get a copy of Casey's book, Go From Your Head to Your Heart, when you visit tuneintoyourheart.com. Take the first step and start living your most authentic life. Visit tuneintoyourheart.com today.
New year, new home. If a new home is on your list of resolutions, now is the time to call Daniel Gomery with the Gomery Home Team at Dobie Real Estate. Daniel is an experienced real estate broker and Michigan realtor who knows how to navigate this shifting market, and he knows how to deliver results, whether buying or selling. Get the results you deserve and call Daniel today, 586-260-8118. That's 586-260-8118.
What holds you back from achieving your goals? What if you could break through those barriers and attain more than you thought possible? A certified Jack Canfield Success Principles trainer, Jackie Long is also certified in NLP, Breakthrough Coaching, Master Coaching, and Mentor Coaching. She customizes programs for your specific individual, group, and retreat needs. Go to JackieLong.com for more information. That's JackieLong.com. Is your goal to get healthy and strong? Do you feel good in your body? Visit Queen Sheba Restaurant in Sacramento, California. They have served the community Ethiopian, vegetarian, vegan, and gluten-free food for the past 18 years. Owner Zion Tedessa also founded Sheba Farms, where she grows a gluten-free grain called teff. Zion is also the founder of Shasha Monet Institute for Alternative Holistic Natural Medicine. For more information, visit queenshebas.com. That's queen, S-H-E-B-A-S.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet, where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. My guest today is Cindy Wilkins, and we left off talking about free writing. And she is going to explain that a little bit further, but the technique that she did with one of our colleagues, I thought was just very cool. Mm-hmm. Okay. On to you, Cindy.
Okay. Well, again, I'll just kind of repeat it a little bit. It's a great way of gaining access to those, to that inner self, that yeah. inner emotion that tends to pop up. Mm-hmm. And I tell people, you know, pay attention to the emotion that pops up, especially if it doesn't fit the stimulus, you know, the stimulus that you're experiencing in the moment. And ask yourself, what's going on? What's going on in there? Why, you know, why am I feeling this way? Why am I so angry with this or that? Or why is that person rubbing me the wrong way so bad? Yeah. So the free writing exercise is very easy. It's taking the pen in your right hand, which mm-hmm. is you, which is the you are now, this version of yourself, this present mm-hmm. you, and you're asking yourself the question, you know, what am I in touch with? Please tell me, you know, what is the experience I'm in touch with here that's bringing this memory, emotion, mm-hmm. whatever, mm-hmm. to the surface? Then give yourself a few moments with your pen in your left hand and just sit quietly with yourself and start to pay attention to the thoughts that come to you, to whatever visions come to you. You know, close your eyes, give yourself, take a few deep breaths, and just whatever thoughts come pouring in, don't judge them, don't think about them, don't interfere with them, write them down, even if they make no sense to you whatsoever. They don't have to. It may be a memory that's so deep, it's subconscious, you don't have a conscious memory of it.
Yeah.
And allow that conversation to go back and forth. And tell yourself, because it is really basically yourself you're talking to. Mm-hmm. Occasionally switch that pen over when the voice over here kind of stops. Mm-hmm. When you get a kind of a blank space. Go back to the right hand and say, this is me now. We're here. We're healed now, because we are. This is a fragmented part of ourselves that we're communicating with. And we want to let ourselves know that we're here for ourselves.
Yeah.
I love you. I'm healed. I'll help you. Yeah. I'm on the surface with the light. come tell me whatever it is you need to tell me. Your secrets are safe with me, and just let them flow.
Yeah.
Because it's not like you're writing a letter to anybody else and you know, or an email and you're going to hit send. Yeah. It's you're giving yourself permission to let these things go. And it's a way of reparenting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially if you were someone who didn't feel heard and you had a painful thing happen to you and you tried to tell someone. And I've had this experience. I know you have too. And they silence you because they don't want to deal with it.
Right.
So you have to be there for you. And tell yourself it's okay. You can come out now. You can come out of the dark. Right. You don't need to hide anymore. I'm here for you. We're strong now.
Yes.
Very powerful. Yes. Very, very powerful.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I'm just thinking, and you know, even in massage therapy and then people that come in, you seem like someone who would just, I don't know, people would trust. You have a warm presence about you. How do I say this? Like, it's probably more than just a massage therapy session. It seems to me.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. And they all tell me that too. You know, they're like, this is just so, everybody, you know, says it's like, this is like, it's like a counseling session too. I mean, I'm not a, you know, a trained counselor by any means, but I sort of am, you know. I even kidded with someone, I'm like, I feel like the bartender.
Or the hairdresser or whatever.
I'm listening to everybody. And you know what the interesting thing too, Martinet, is when I'm working on someone and I'm working on an area very specific to where someone is having chronic pain, head, neck, shoulders is where I find it mostly. Because we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, right?
Yeah.
I'll often tap into something that comes up for them, you know, when they're on the table and they'll either, sometimes there's tears, sometimes there's laughter, you know, but usually there's a, oh my God, I haven't thought about that in years. Like, why am I thinking about that or him or her or that situation all of a sudden?
Yeah.
And I'll be like, because you tucked it away back here and we're trying to let it out.
Yeah.
So you don't have to tell me what it is, but tell yourself what it is and give yourself permission to let it go. Honor it that it came up, and let's get it out of your body. Let's work it out of your body, because you know what, we just keep these things buried in here for safekeeping, you know, and our bodies are meant to be free flowing. So we just need to get rid of those stagnant energies that block us from doing things we want to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. So our fears and anxieties manifest, you know, and sometimes we don't even know what we're afraid of half the time, but we put ourselves through the fear because something comes up and we avoid it because it doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
I'm telling people when that uncomfortable thing comes up and, oh boy, is it a self-fulfilling prophecy, Martinet, because when you're doing this work, it's like, you can practice what you preach.
Right.
Like my guides come along and they're like, oh yeah, you're telling her to do that? Let's see how you handle it.
Exactly.
And it does work that way. Yeah.
It does. Yeah. I agree with that. Yeah. There's a few things you've said throughout the show, like, I got to take a little bit more of a look at that. Yes, for sure. For sure.
Good. You wrote them down, right?
Yeah, I did actually. I've got stuff down. So where can everybody find you? And then I'm wondering what just a final thought for the day, because we've got just a couple of minutes. We have 2 minutes left. So where can people find you?
You know, well, I'm out here on LinkedIn. You know, I'm out on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook. You can connect if you connect with my Google my name. My website will come up. But I'm very active on social media. All of my contact information is out there on my LinkedIn page. So that's probably the best place to find me and to, you know, find all the avenues to get in touch with me. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so what would you just leave like as a final thought for people who especially need to just get in touch with themselves? What would you recommend? Even books, certain things that, well, just a starting point for people that are just getting started, perhaps.
I would say don't be afraid, you know, don't be afraid to walk with yourself,
mm-hmm.
to be there for yourself, to kind of walk along that journey. And try to just, you know, again, nobody wants to touch the uncomfortable stuff, and that's okay. Yeah. But find ways to bring your mind peace when it's going crazy.
Yeah.
And one of the best, most effective ways I've ever found in my life, and I know a lot of people suggest it too, but it really does work, is just give yourself a few minutes a day just to shut everything down. Just shut mm-hmm. your brain down.
Yep.
Put on a pair of headphones, pull up some, you know, nice binaural beats on YouTube or something, and just breathe.
Yep.
Connect with your breath.
Yep. Yep. Every day. So important. Yep. I would add to that, get out inside, get some nature, some nature, no matter how long you could do. I start the morning off with it. Today I caught in a rainstorm. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, well, you know, it's, I need to be outside. And I think that's also just very healing, as long as get in touch, just like you said, and getting in touch with yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Cindy. It's a metaphor there for cleansing.
It is. It is. Yeah. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you very much. And thank you for taking the time to share with the audience and with me.
Thank you for tuning in to Transformation with Martinet. Real, raw, and vulnerable conversations. Listen or watch live every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. As Martinet and her guests have deep, meaningful conversations, sharing empowering stories. Step into your passions and lead with your heart. If you are ready to accept and love you for you, visit martinetemmons.com and start allowing transformation to happen today.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.